Yeah, for the final time.
Hello, party people. This is the Just Ideas podcast. My name's Andy. I'm with Andy, and these are Just Ideas. In today's episode, we take a look back at the last 3.5 years to say farewell. Thank you for listening to Just Ideas for so long. Your support means everything to us, and I hope you enjoy this final episode.
What do you want me to say?
Just say nice things about my book.
Oh, yeah. Andy's book. It's nice.
It's Just Ideas.
It's called Just Ideas, and it's by Andy Brophy. And if you're young, a book is like a whole bunch of pages that are bound together, and they have words and ideas on them.
Don't insult them. That's my audience. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're young, you should read a book. It'll make you feel good.
All right, sure, we'll do it. That sounds good. Thanks. One day, McIntyre walks into McIntyre Jr.'s room, and he sees him packing up, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And Junior goes, "Well, Dad, I graduated college. I really had a good time, and packing my stuff up, I'm moving out of the house. It's time for the next chapter in life. What do you think?"
I think a lot of things. First of all, I can't believe that little moron, little McIntyre, got a job and could move out of his dad's house. The way he's been coming across for the whole podcast,
yeah.
I thought he'd be one of those failure to launch guys spending his days playing video games in his parents' basement.
Not the case. No. Listened to our podcast or something.
But the reason that you picked the end of young McIntyre at home is because this is the end of our podcast.
Yeah, wow, that's kind of crazy to hear out loud. It's been 3.5, 4 years, and here we are.
At least the end for now. You never know what's going to happen, but it'll be off for the foreseeable future.
That's true. I was going to say, you could always, you know, I was going to say, anytime you're in Oklahoma City, like, let's get lunch, or maybe once every year we'll have a long phone call together, and I'll put a microphone up to my phone, and I'll tape it and try and sell ads on it or something. Does that sound okay?
Sure. I've enjoyed it. Very much. And I'm always shocked. How many people listen to each of our episodes, roughly?
Let's lie and say 400,000 people.
what is it really going to?
The most popular episode topped 1,000 people. So, but to date, we've had like over 40,000 streams. And about on average, you get about 500 people to listen to every episode.
Okay. And what was the overall thing?
The overall thing is all the episodes totaled up equals like over 40,000 streams,
all
listens.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe there's that many people that, you know, wanted to listen. It always amazes me. I always feel fortunate that anybody wants to listen, really.
Seriously, it's been such a joy. And, you know, I've had conversations with coworkers, with friends, with, you know, friends of days old that have listened to it and have enjoyed it. And really, it's a lot of your people, because you've spent so much time at Oklahoma State that we get a lot of your old students who are some of the most passionate listeners and the people that have had the most fun with it, which has been great.
And I've run into people, you know, I have been very fortunate, you know, to be at Oklahoma State so long and have so many students, and it is so nice when they say hi. I have had people say hi solely based on the podcast.
Wow.
So I was at Brahms and somebody says, "Wait, I know your voice." And somebody somewhere else recognized my voice from their spouse watching the podcast. And then the guy at the Audi dealer said that I think his wife was in my class and he listens to the podcast. So
cool.
Those were purely podcasts.
He's dying on the last one. Gosh, we're getting this in right before he croaks.
The reason, yeah. All right, so what are we doing on our last episode?
So on the last episode, I thought we would I have pulled up on Spotify here. Of course, the podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, but I have, I'm on the feed of podcast episodes. We're starting with number one. We're not going to go through all of them. There's
okay,
like
wait.
75.
I thought we jumped off of Spotify because of Joe Rogan or whatever his name is.
No, we stood firm with Spotify.
Good grief. Yeah. All the respectful people jumped off of Spotify.
Know. That's right. Well, we do have, you know, you can leave a review, a parting review on Apple Podcasts. That's, well,
there
you
know, go.
So do that. But yeah, so we actually started this podcast. It was spring break time, 2019. So before COVID, before anything of that, I was in college. I was in your class. I was a sophomore. Came up to you in your office hours, which were very hard to book because you're appointment only.
it,
yeah, and I had a whole PowerPoint prepared. And when I came time to present it to you, It, of course, didn't work. And I was all nervous. And I said, well, basically, I want to do a podcast. And you said, sure. And I was like, oh, great. Who needs a PowerPoint? This exactly. is awesome.
I'm just an idea guy.
Just an idea guy. And now I know that about you as we've gotten to know each other. But so that spring break, we both, I was raised in Tulsa. You live in Tulsa. I've got my friend Dan, my friend Daniel, and they helped us produce the first four episodes. I booked a room at OSU Tulsa. Because we're still building rapport. We couldn't come to your house like this because it was day one of the podcast. So we were at OSU Tulsa and we recorded four episodes and they were change is possibly impossible. We talked about people change. We talked about how college is a scam. One of my favorite episodes where you say every school has this Latin motto, like we thirst for knowledge. We drink from the knowledge. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, so good. And then we talked about, you know, we want to be like, we're like zoo animals, but we want to be like the lion that's licking its wounds. And then one of the fan favorite episodes was in our first at bat. And that
really?
Was, yeah, it's amazing. People love this episode. It's Olive Garden enthusiasts equal bad Americans. Do you remember that episode?
It was what?
Olive Garden enthusiasts. Oh, yeah. They equal bad Americans. Yeah. That was the first experience with the podcast. Do you remember that?
Well, I'd give a shout out to Dan and Daniel.
Oh, great.
And
guys.
Fortunately, I like Dan and Daniel because I never did learn which one was which. but I like them both, so it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly right. Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, do you remember that time when we were at OSU Tulsa and getting to try it and you said, what are we going to talk about? And I basically looked at you and said, I don't know, but you're a fun, interesting guy. I was hoping you'd just start talking.
Yeah, you know, it was a little stressful back then. We did some today and they were much easier. Back then it seemed I had more angst to, I don't know, bring it at a better pace or something, but whatever it is, it's become more relaxed.
Definitely. And it's been a lot of fun. There was one time, and this was honestly, this was a bust, but we tried it and it was good because it's good to push yourself. But we did a podcast episode that we captured live and it was about crampers, which is a great topic, but it didn't really pan out in terms of presentation. Do you remember doing that live podcast episode?
It was in front of the class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it didn't work. I'll tell you another one that didn't work.
Okay, let's hear it.
And this one is, you're probably going to edit this out so that people never hear it. But right before you got married, I did one on marriage.
That's right.
And you claimed the record wasn't on properly.
Yeah, well.
And it was hysterical.
It was.
And we tried to recreate it and we couldn't. It was just spontaneous. And I know you just erased it, but sad for you because I think there was great wisdom in there.
Well,
and now it's gone for the ages.
I'll tell you what, an element that I brought to my marriage after listening to you is to try and be very clever and to try and think about things in a different way. And one of my MOs in marriage is to not be a cliche. Don't say the cliche things when I get upset because I thought, no, Dr. Yerk taught me how to be more clever than that. So
old school listeners might know this character from the old days. Jim Jackman was a famous professor back in the 80s and 90s. And when I was going to get married, I was as foolish as you. And I said, you know, I'm going to be different from these other guys. I said, I'm going to beat the system. I said, I'm going to go where no husband has ever gone before. I'm going to be an explorer pushing new bounds. I said, you can call me Sir Francis Drake of the relationship. And Jackman goes, I call you Sir Francis the Bullshitter.
That's how he talked, huh?
Yeah, and basically, he was right. I clearly I did not beat the system.
Well,
and please, clearly, I went where every other man went, not where. But I wish you the best, and I think you can pull it off.
I do appreciate it.
Although I could not.
Sir Francis Drake. And then, so we got eventually to a point where we're recording podcasts at your house, and we got, you know, we kind of get a good flow, and we kind of got better audio quality, because Dan and Daniel were helping with that. I still didn't understand a lick about how to record this stuff. And so we talked about Factory Phil. We talked about Uncle Louie, who I mentioned him in my book, Just Ideas, because he's just that important of a character for, I think, everybody. The idea of an honest Uncle Louie. And those were some of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. And the thing about Uncle Louie is that since the podcast and your book are called Just Ideas, we always talk about how you go out and play the game of life with ideas. And the idea of Uncle Louie is that he represents symbolically smart people in your life, and everybody would do better if they had smart people giving them advice and if they listened to that smart advice. And recently, Kim Kardashian was rung up with a $1 million fine for recommending cryptocurrency.
That's right.
Which is probably cryptocurrency and casinos and marijuana have been, you know, they want us to call it cannabis.
I know they
so
do.
So we call it marijuana.
That's right.
But these have been our whipping boys for the 3.5 years. And she recommended cryptocurrency, and you're not allowed to you're not allowed to recommend financial investments without disclaimers and revealing whether you've been paid to promote it or not.
Exactly.
But the punchline is, if you look at how she promoted it, she more or less only said, "Look, here's some cryptocurrency my friends are talking about."
Mm.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
like, who are these people who A, take financial advice from Kim Kardashian, and then B, think that my friends are talking about it, right? It is
right.
is some sort of
direct yeah.
Yeah, and she had to get she was paid $250,000 for saying my friends are talking about it.
Here's an idea for you. What if we imposed a fine on every moron? I think we'd solve the deficit crisis. Every moronic, yeah. Instead of finding the celebrity or the influencer, let's find the moron.
The problem is the morons don't have any money because they they spend all their money on cryptocurrency.
Exactly. Therein lies the rub.
That is the rub.
And then also this podcast has also gone through the pandemic. I remember in, you know, of course, March 2020, the world shut down. No one knew what Zoom was until, you know, maybe a few weeks later, a month later. So we weren't using Zoom. I was trying to use this like phone call software to record podcasts. And we talked about the coronavirus like in week one of it happening. And I was in Stillwater. You were in Tulsa. And you know, we tried to record some episodes. In that, we talked about, CBD for coronavirus. We talked about we're living in hell. We talked about khaki pants. And we even talked about one of our favorite books, Babbitt. Do you remember that time of going through COVID?
Well, I remember the worst part of COVID was my kids being at home and I was supposed to teach them.
That
was the worst part of COVID. I still, as you know, I said in February to my class that the February before the March when it happened, that this was absolutely nothing to worry about, and that I would fly to China and lick Chinese people.
That's
what I said in February to my class. And of course, in the modern world, I could have been fired. Fortunately, nobody taped that, or no one will ever find out I said it. But I don't know, when you were in my class, I always did a germ shtick.
It was no secret that you were not a believer in germs.
I was pro germ, and
pro-germ.
I told you that I had never used that germ be gone stuff.
Yeah, germ.
Because
right,
I felt like if one germ makes it through, you're finished, right? Because you haven't built up
the
immunity for it. And I used to say that I would go around grabbing doorknobs just to get germs. And then eat a sandwich to make sure that I consumed all the germs. And I'm sure I'm cursing myself and I'm about to collapse, but I have not had COVID yet.
Hey, what do you know?
Because of the sandwich business.
And I'll tell you what, I've had it a couple times.
Yeah, well, so, you don't grab doorknobs and eat sandwiches, do you?
That's true. I do not.
Yeah, it's better than ivermectin. another thing popped up the other day. Okay, anyway, it'll come back to me, but go ahead.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So then we kind of come out, and eventually I graduate in May of 2021. I get married, you know, I moved to Oklahoma City and my life kind of changes, but we're still doing the podcast. It's before I start work full time. It's kind of like my last summer break between college and career. And so we're kind of recording these remotely over Zoom. We're talking about we talk about Donald Trump quite a bit. We talked about him a lot. We talked about the reasons why people like each other and how they're all shallow and unfortunate, how they're not, you know, warm and fuzzy, but they're all superficial. We talk about some of your dates gone wrong. Gosh,
that was of the people more people talk about those
really?
than anything else. They want me to people, whether it's in class in Stillwater or even with business professionals when I visit, whenever something goes badly for me, the crowd is amused.
They love it.
We just love the misfortune that befalls me. Or people in general, I think, nothing special about my failures.
Yeah.
But it's something about people that makes it come out that way. I think you get credit, kudos, for continuing to do podcasts when you have a job. Because, you know, all you got to do is have one sentence go sideways and you can be in very big trouble. And, you know, you had sort of everything to lose and nothing to gain, and yet you kept doing the podcast. So that was impressive.
I appreciate that acknowledgement, because that is certainly something I keep in the back of my mind. I introduced myself to someone at the company, and I said, "Hi, I'm Andy Brophy." And you know what he said to me? I know. And I thought, Uh-oh. Oh God, that's no good. So I'm always on guard. You know, sometimes people say, "Oh, you need to fight Ira Carter on this podcast." They've said it the whole time. You need to really give him a run for his money. You need to stand in the arena with him and fight him, instead of just like laughing things off, right? Or just agreeing with him. And part of my MO for not going toe to toe is, you're right, I'm trying to get a career started up. I got a lot to, it feels like I had quite a bit to lose. And you're here, you know, you probably got tenure, people know what to expect from you. But if I show up on this podcast and start saying half the things you say, oh man, I got whole futures in front of me. I got to concern myself with that.
Speaking of Donald Trump, I think you just gave us some Donald Trump revisionist history there.
Is that right?
Yeah, for a number of reasons. First of all, and maybe you didn't realize this the whole time, but you could get fired just because you were sitting next to me while I said it, right? So people have been in trouble for people saying things and you not correcting them. Secondly, the reason you never disagree with me is because I'm always right.
Ah, come on, come on. Back to the low-hanging fruit. You know, honestly, though, there are plenty of principles where, like, you know, I asked you to record this podcast because I'd sit in class and listen and thought, this guy's got great ideas. Like, this guy thinks in a whole new way, and I totally see his point. And I don't think I ever got hung up like some other students did with like how you presented it. And I think I could kind of see more or less what your intentions were with your messaging, even if you use some ludicrous story. Like, you know, we have that episode about Richie, you know, and it's like, I know you're not trying to say something negative about that disease. You're trying to make a larger point. And that was something where it's like, hey, I get it. And that's actually sometimes been, you know, hard for the podcast. It's like, yeah, I'm supposed to fight you, but sometimes I agree with you. Sometimes, not all the time.
Well, it, you know, people ask me, where do I get the ideas?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I'm just telling you what I see. And somebody, I think we might have talked about this before, Jerry Seinfeld or somebody said a long time ago, and it clicked in my brain, is the key to being amusing is not to tell a funny story, but tell a story funny, right? So I don't know if it was funny, but we had the episode about me trying to relax and get a massage.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like a Seinfeld thing, right? Like, nothing happened. All I did was drive 6 miles, get a massage, and drive home.
That's true.
Right? But I look at what's going on with a critical eye, and I find everything to be absurd. Like, everything, every day. I go to my kids' soccer practice, and there's, let's say, 12 kids on a team or 15 kids on a team. So the coach decides, I'm going to line up 15 kids and have each kid dribble the ball around these pylons and then kick a goal.
Sure.
I'm like, good grief. Have you lost your mind? 14 kids are standing or doing nothing. Like, this is not practice. Yeah. This is boredom training. And like, it was all I could do not to walk out there and go, come on, man, let everybody play soccer.
Right. Right?
So like it doesn't, every single advertisement, every single show, soccer practice, everything makes my head explode. Because when I look at it, I see the problem.
Well, dang. You know, sometimes I envy the way you think, and I guess now in this moment I don't.
It's 1 hour of soccer practice, and my child was moving 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And he spent 54 minutes waiting in line.
Jeez.
And what bothers me, and the reason we have a podcast, is because it doesn't bother anyone else.
And you need to let people know.
Well, I just got to tell somebody.
Yeah. Well, I've been happy to be that person for you. And, you know, also there were a couple things that in 2021 that we had big gripes about, things that you honestly, you couldn't let go of. And because of you, I kept thinking about them all the time and put them down. But thankfully, a few people agreed with us on these two things. And number one was crypto, and the other one was Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah. Buc-ee's was the most, if you're measuring impact, Buc-ee's had the most impact. I got more pictures of people at Buc-ee's with Buc-ee's stuff. For my birthday, I got, I think it was deep fried chocolate covered almonds or something.
I believe it.
With barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
But I got gifts from Bucky's. I got pictures from Bucky's. I got pictures of people with Bucky's stuff. It set the world, my world at least, into action. And the thing is, you know, is I wanted everyone to be clear. I wasn't making fun of Bucky's. I was making fun of people for going to Bucky's. But it's not Bucky's fault. I buy stock in Bucky's. I'll work for Bucky's, right? I mean, it's the people are the fool, not Bucky's. Like, Bucky's gives the people what they want, and the people should want something different. That was my point.
Well, and, you know, it's a point well made, I think, at the end of the day. Now, also, we kind of brought back this series that was from the good old days, as you like to say, that I loved so much, and I know a lot of your former students loved it too, and it was a four-part series all about straw heads.
And straw heads was the idea that the rich people suck all the money out of the people through a straw. And so that was really a direct application of the theme that I have in my class in Stillwater, which is that you're playing the game of life.
Yeah.
And we made four episodes about, mostly it related to spending money. But money is a big part of playing the game, and I think we've had lots of episodes about money, because money can bring up, you know, most of your goals in life have some sort of monetary aspect to it.
Sure.
You want to live in a certain place, you want to have certain experiences. Many experiences take money. So also, I get like personal rewards and good feelings out of sort of playing the money game well, just for playing it is a stoic thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Virtue is a life well lived. And, you know, money spent responsibly is its own reward.
Yeah, hey.
So says I.
So says I. I like that. Yeah, that's cool. Well, you know, honestly, you know, there have been so many things to talk about. We could talk about every episode forever, but I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how the podcast has been like a positive just beyond the experience of recording, because I've always had so much fun, and it's always this weird feeling. Like when I get back in my car to drive to Oklahoma City, I can always feel like I'm ratcheted up like 1,000%, and I feel energetic because it's always been so fun, so engaging. But beyond that, I know that the podcast has actually led to some pretty, you know, cool conversations between people talking about Bucky's or hearing your voice. I know it also actually afforded you the chance to jump on the radio. Is that right?
Yeah. So it was the end of KFAQ, which was the second tier talk radio show in Tulsa. It was conservative talk.
Oh, boy.
And it was coming to the end, and it turned into sports talk.
Mm.
And during the last sort of 6 months, I guess, when it was living its last breaths, I got to be a guest a few times, and then I got to be a host a few times. And it was one of the most memorable things I've ever gotten to do. People, you know, most people don't get to do their dream, and I always wanted to be on the radio, and I got my chance. And of course, like everything else, it looks easy.
Yeah.
It's much harder than you think it is. And I think I still have fantasies about, wouldn't it be great just to go do my 4 hours a day and, you know, say whatever I wanted and answer callers. And I do think I would love it, but I think what I've gotten to do, I'm probably happy I got to do what I do instead of that. But it was a dream come true. Also, during the pandemic, I had to do Zoom training,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing the radio at the same time during the pandemic. And what happens is that when I'm in front of a class, it's performing, and when we do a podcast, when you're on the radio and when you do Zoom training, it's conversation. And a conversation is different kind of entertainment than presentation. So a lot of times, you know, the punchlines sort of fall flat when you do them in a conversation, but they win when you're doing a presentation. So the podcast and the radio have helped me learn how to do Zoom training, which is part of my income. So that's actually been a positive thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Honestly, it's really cool. I know for me, it was big because, you know, I've always wanted to, you know, you always said you wanted to be on the radio. I remember in high school and the beginning part of college, I was like, man, I always wanted to write a book. I love to read, and I kind of wanted to dip my toe in that. And I was like, I don't have a good idea of anything to talk about in a book. Like, what could I spend, you know, 100, 150, 200 pages even writing about? And this podcast, you know, gave me something to write about, and it gave me a chance to expand on the ideas we were talking about. It felt very personable because it's a little bit of a, you know, you start to think about these ideas like identity and suffering, community. It's part of your coming of age, you know, and that's what we do in college, you know, is come of age. And, you know, professors like you help us along because we're trying to see things that are now outside the bubble we were raised in, whether that bubble is Flower Mound or for me, it was Jinx, Oklahoma, right? We get to kind of have that bubble popped and then wrestle with that. So the podcast for me was big because it gave me an opportunity to write about something. And, you know, it wasn't picked up by a Penguin Random House or anything like that. It's not selling thousands of copies, but it's something that I can cross off my bucket list and say, I'm glad I did it. And that was because of the podcast, but really it was because of all the things you got to teach me or help me think about and see and have good conversations. And that's something I'll always be appreciative of about this experience.
Well, I think it's great. It's great that you wrote that book, and I think people should have look. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, right?
Yeah, that's there's, right. There's, thanks.
Look, I'm doing the promo for you.
Yeah, what do you know?
but I think it's great that you did that because I think I told you I wrote the manuscript of a novel 30 years ago when I was very young, and it just, you know, went in a drawer because you can't write a novel and have it be any good. But going through the exercise dramatically enriched my life. You know, being on the radio enriched my life. Writing the book undoubtedly enriched your life. And now you've done one of those things that a lot of people want to do, but most people don't get around to it. And, you know, hopefully the people listening, you know, we're our whole long string of podcasts, we've got those reoccurring themes. And one of them is go out and live your life, right? Don't play with your phone. Don't watch Netflix. Go, you know, write a book, have an adventure. Try to, you know, if you want to be on the radio, try to get on the radio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not very many people trying. So if you get, you know, if you get your big idea, the older I get, the more thoroughly convinced I become anybody can do anything if you're not a nutter and you just keep trying.
Yeah.
And even if you are a nutter, if you can keep your if you can keep your nuttiness between the bumpers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it helps.
Leverage the nuttiness. I like that. Wow. Bursting with optimism today.
There we go.
That's fun. Well, gosh, you know, Dr. Urich, this has been the culmination of 3.5 years, and I find myself just now in this moment reflecting that 3.5 years you've asked me to call you Andy and I'm still calling you Dr. Urich. I don't think that'll ever
change.
And you
have a job and you're all grown up and you still won't call me Andy.
It's too weird. It's too weird. And I even say it's the Just Ideas podcast with Andy and Andy, and it feels unnatural somehow.
Well, you probably think they're both you.
Well, that's great. Well, unless you have any parting shots, I think this is the final sign off. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I think sooner or later we're going to do something else together. Maybe it'll be a podcast. Maybe it'll be something else. Also, I'm going to try to find someone to keep this going because I get these ideas bouncing around inside me and they've got to come out. And I want to thank you for 3.5 years of letting my ideas come out.
It's been a blast and it's been so much fun. Thank you again. Thank you to everyone who's listened for this long, for sticking by us. You're all friends in my book. And we'll see you in the next project, whatever that looks like.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, for Just Ideas, my name's Andy and that was Dr. Urich. Well, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to the Just Ideas podcast with Andy and Andy. It has been so much fun, and your support means the world to both of us. If you're going to miss the Just Ideas podcast, don't buy a copy of my book, Just Ideas. If not for the book, for the list in the back that tells you my favorite all-time episodes. Those are our favorite episodes that we got to record these last 3.5 years. And I think if you get that list, you'll have a good time going back and listening to those episodes. Also, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you can keep up with me. And also Instagram, I'll be posting on Instagram Reels highlight clips from the last 3.5 years, some of my favorite episodes, some of my favorite moments. So however you'd like to do it, don't say goodbye to the Just Ideas podcast. Keep following along and we'll have some fun.